Now, one of the things our thoughts turn to in the new year is the idea of New Year's resolutions, isn't it? And if you're like me, that usually involves something to do with food and eating less of it. Exercise also features somewhere too, and we'll return to that and to New Year's resolutions later. But we can just stick to the food for now. Perhaps it's not so much the quantity, but the quality of the food we eat which we should be concentrating on. Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall has enthralled us with tales from River Cottage and waged war on waste, but now he's on a quest to help us all eat better forever. Here's Sam to tell us how Hugh aims to do that.
Writer, broadcaster and campaigner Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall wears several hats. When he's not at River Cottage, his organic small holding in Devon, he's waging war on waste on BBC TV, among his other environmental battles. His River Cottage books have collected multiple awards and his Channel 4 series has proved popular. And now, with his new book, Eat Better Forever, he's encouraging us to press reset on the way that we eat, making 2021 the year that we embrace whole and natural foods that are good for us. Hugh says, "I've been working with food for all my working life. I love food. I love good food. I love eating. I love growing my own food. But more and more, and I suppose this is something your mind slightly focuses on a little more as you get a little older, I've been really interested in what healthy eating really is. We just know that in order to maintain good health and resilience, the first port of call, primary health care for all of us, is the food we eat. And so it is hugely important. And yet, for so many of us, we are not quite getting it right." Hugh recalls how filming Britain's Fat Fight for the BBC a few years ago really focused his mind. "I saw that there's such an opportunity for so many of us to do ourselves such a favour by just choosing foods better," he says. Eat Better Forever bucks the one big idea trend and instead offers seven simple strategies to transform diet and health. He says, "If we think that we're going all out for one idea, then the problem with that is that success becomes very binary. You either succeed or fail. And if you feel it's not going well, it's very easy to just chuck it away and walk away from it. And actually, real life isn't like that. There are so many different aspects to healthy eating and different ways to think about it. And if you take that more broad attitude, a multi-pronged attitude, it actually supports you much better." He adds, "I wanted to produce a book that recognises that there has been lots of smart thinking and that there are some really good evidence-based ideas in quite a lot of the recent diet books. But it really is much more appropriate to corral them and bring them together and show how they work together and how they can be effective. And then it just becomes a more coherent and a balanced way of looking after yourself and eating better food. Eat Better Forever details a set of personal priorities to last a lifetime. Go whole. Go varied. Go with your gut. Dial down refined carbs. Don't fear fat. Think about your drink and eat, and don't eat, mindfully." Hugh says, "You've always got room for manoeuvre and something to play with, and lots of different strategies that you can switch backwards and forwards from, and it doesn't become all about success and failure of one particular idea." He explains that the final chapter is a helpful way to keep on track with the other elements, and that is to bring an aspect of mindfulness to your approach to eating. Now that can sound very hippy-dippy, but there are different ways of looking at it, which make it maybe sound a bit more like common sense, he says. Hugh explains that mindful eating means to think about the food we are dealing with. The more we think about the food that we eat when we are shopping for it, preparing it and eating it, the more we can start to relate to the idea that it's doing us good. He adds, we can actually return to the natural sweetness of vegetables or the pleasures we get from different textures. Hugh collaborated with his chef Gil Meller and his food editor Nikki Duffy on the book, and he says he tried to make sure that the recipes are super simple because he realises that not everyone has got hours to spend on cooking. Alongside practical tips and switches and action point summaries for each strategy, there are 100 recipes based on whole, high-fibre, gut-friendly ingredients with healthy fats and minimal sugar and a variety of ingredients. Breakfasts include half-baked granola and whole grain pancakes. There are also kombuchas and kefir, simple assembly lunch boxes, veggie mains including aubergine, potato and tomato tray bake with miso dressing and Asian hot pot, and fish and meat recipes like fish with fennel, tomatoes and chickpeas, and baked chicken and veg curry. Hugh says, I think there are lots of ideas in this book that can help different people in different ways, but I think it's a great time to just recognise that the way we feed ourselves is fundamental to our health. I think this year, 2021, is a great opportunity to press reset based on some of the things that we learned last year. And one great way to do that is in the way we eat, not in some really restrictive or hardcore diet, but just embracing the foods that we know are good for us, foods that are whole and natural, and as many of them as possible.
Thank you, Sam. Food for thought, you might say. And Hugh's book, Eat Better Forever, is published by Bloomsbury at £26. Incidentally, Hugh says that Norfolk is a beautiful part of the world, and I'm sure we'd all agree with that.